There is no illusion greater than fear. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, in our Freddy Friday segment, Freddy talks with us about how to overcome fears in your life. Enjoy.
Fear. Fear can be so real, it's like a human presence. If you never overcome it, you won't get to the essence of your being. It beats you down and wrecks your mental. Fear is like a snake, and its poison can be detrimental. Fear is in your head, and it won't get out your private space. Do me a favor. Today, do me a favor, please. Today, I need you to punch fear right in its face. Serious, I need you to punch fear right in its face. Because you got a goal, you got a dream, you got this burning desire to do something, but you're scared to get it done. Fear is kicking your butt. Fear is putting you to the test. And every time you think about getting up and getting it done, you're scared of what they gonna say. You're scared of failing. You're scared of doing it the wrong way, but lock in with me. You have to fail your way to success. I heard this time and time again. Experience is the best teacher. So when you mess up, when you jack up, when you fail, that's when you're learning. But before you can even start failing, you have to overcome that fear. And fear can be a monster. Because I'm speaking from experience, keeping it 1,000, keeping it real. Because there is no way you could tell me in a million years I'd be standing in front of this camera telling millions of people to make every day a Wednesday. There's no way you could tell me that I'll be going to Japan or performing in front of thousands of people.
Fry, that sounds like a story.
Well, it is a story. And it's my story. Because I can take you back to little Freddy Fry in the ninth grade, shy. Talented, scared of my own shadow. I would never get up in front of my own class. Fear, I just hadn't overcome fear yet. Fear was just ruling my life. I was scared of like anything. It's like, and so this guy came to my house. He was like, bro, you got all this talent. You got all this equipment. You got this next level mindset. The rhymes that you write are phenomenal. I need you to be in this talent show with me. I said, dude, you mean get up in front of people? And be on stage performing and doing something in front of people? It's like, yeah. It's like, oh, heck no. Ain't no way I'm gonna do that. But I wanted to do it, but I was scared. Fear was putting its foot in my, you know what. But I had to overcome it. This dude was persistent. Everybody needs an Ernest Walker in their life. That was his name. He came every day, day after day after day. But I wouldn't overcome the fear. I was like, dude, I don't care how many times you come over here. I am not getting in front of people. But deep down in my heart, deep down in my soul, I wanted to do it. But I couldn't overcome that fear. And then he came over one time. And he said, dude, I need you to be in this talent show. And I need you to stop acting like a little old punk. I'm like, whoa, punk. I wanted to punch him right in the face. But it wasn't him. He wasn't the problem. He was the guy that was trying to get me out of my own way. He was the guy that was trying to help me go to the next level. So instead of punching him in the face, I punched fear in the face. I stood up to fear and I said, come on, come on, I can do this. Boom, punched him right in the face. And guess what? I said, bro, I'm going to do it. And ever since then, my life has never been the same. I got up in front of those people. It was just the practice and the trials for the talent show. But when I got up and I overcame that fear and I did my verse, I knew my life was never going to be the same. And it was not. The same thing can happen for you. When you overcome the fear, when you take the first step to overcome that fear, your life will never be the same. Multi-million dollar businesses, phenomenal relationships, next level mindset, next level thinking. But you first have to take that necessary step and put them gloves on and go toe to toe with fear. Because fear is a heavy hitter though. Fear is a heavyweight because it ain't going to be easy. It ain't no easy win. But I need you to gee, I need you to be determined. I need your mindset on lit, and I need you to bam, punch fear right in the face. Cause I know you can. You can do this. I did it. I overcame, and now I'm on this video because me and Fear had a fight. And hey, I got a couple of black eyes. I might have lost a tooth or two, but got that joker replaced. But I won the fight, and you can win the fight with Fear. So now it's your time. Will you be strong enough and brave enough to stand up to Fear? Will you be strong enough to look Fear right in the eye and say, no more Fear. No more Fear. Might be a 12-round TKO. It might be a decision, but we're not going to tie. We're going to win. What you going to do, bro? What you going to do, sis? Fear no longer exists to you. Fear no longer exists to me. They say if you knew better, you do better. So now you know better. So let's grow better. And let's grow together. No more fear. Today, we just punched fear right in the face. This is a great day to win.
That does it for today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Please take a moment to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. If you have questions, you can ask those by going to 7goodminutes.com/askclyde. Or get me on Twitter at Clyde Lee Dennis. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.